young Andean bear cubs are among the National Zoo's newest arrivals. Their formal introduction to the public in May attracted the media because, like many of the animals here, the species is considered threatened, as director Dennis Kelly noted.
So we truly have a success story here, both for us at the National Zoo and for conservation of this species in its range country.
Visitors to the National Zoo can see animals representing nearly 400 species. About one-fifth of them are considered threatened or endangered. Like the red panda, there are fewer than 2,500 in the wild due to habitat loss in China, the Himalayas, and Myanmar. But the National Zoo can take credit for the birth of more than 120. Most were born here, about 100 kilometers from the zoo, at a 1,700-hectare campus nestled in the Shenandoah Mountains of Virginia. This is the headquarters of the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute, or SCBI.
There are 225 zoos in the United States, and only about five zoos have large spaces and off-site facilities like this particular one.
Stephen Monfort is director of the SCBI.
At any one time, we have between 30 and 40 species of mammals and birds. What we try to do is look at having high-profile species that are in need of science and or breeding attention.
Species like the Przewalski's horse, which originated on the steppes of Western Europe and Asia.
We have 27 individuals here. It's the largest managed population in the United States. That species was down to 12 purebred individuals after World War II, and now there are many more than 1,500 in the world.
More than 400 have been reintroduced to China, Mongolia, and Kazakhstan. Such successes lead to high expectations.
Too often what happens is, zoos are called upon when the last 20 or the last 15 or the last even 50 or 100. That's an incredibly small number for most populations. So zoos are called upon to often make miracles happen when you have small populations.
Advances in science have helped. Frozen sperm from animals that are long gone can help perpetuate a species like the black-footed ferret. Newer technologies allow scientists to monitor hormones using fecal samples. That has helped researchers learn that when two female cheetahs are together, one can reproductively suppress the other. DNA research is also helping. Rob Fleischer is head of the Center for Conservation and Evolutionary Genetics in the SCBI.
We're able to intervene and do population management designs where we, if the animals are in captivity, we try to mix them up more, try to make sure to design it, the breeding program so we don't lose genetic variability.
Although scientists here do work with ancient DNA from animals that have been dead thousands of years or more, they won't be resurrecting any extinct animals anytime soon.
One of the things that I think probably bother me the most about, these high technology ideas of bringing back species from the dead and so on, is that the problems that we're facing today are so dramatic and species are declining so quickly that it's triage at best.
The winning name is Bernardo.
Oh!
Which is why the zoo celebrates every new animal born here. Susan Loeb, VOA News, Washington.